that I will smile more.
今天呢，我会更多的微笑。
My paternal grandfather.
我的外公。
And I shared one thing.
和我有一点是很像的。
We have very serious expressions.
我们看着都很严肃。
So it's good for business.
在做生意时候可能会很好。
But sometimes it's tough for getting to know people.
但是和人交流中可能会有一困难。
So I will try to control my smile more today.
所以今天呢，我会尽量多向大家微笑。
Okay, let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we are grateful to be here.
天上父，我们很感谢您，我们在这里。
We know that we have many things to be grateful for.
我们知道我们有很多需要感激的事情。
We especially remember Pastor and Mrs. Zhang right now as they are traveling on missions in China.
让我们想到张牧师还有师母，他们现在在中国在传教。
Please continue to watch over them.
请您继续看守他们。
And just thank you for this opportunity to be together.
感谢您让我们这个机会，让我们能在一起。
This is indeed a special time.
这是一个很特殊的时刻。
It's a unique time.
是一个很奇妙的时刻。
So God, even though we meet an hour later.
虽然我们今天是见面有晚了一个小时。
May we be well rested to hear your word.
让我们休息得更好，能够更好听到您的话语。
So please help mine and Jia's words be precise.
所以希望您能够帮助我和蒋甲的话语能够很准确。
To share your word.
传播您的话语。
To share your grace.
把您的恩典表现出来。
In Jesus' name.
用耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we have a few announcements. Once again, good job, guys, for singing today.
我们在这里有几个报告。首先，感谢大家在今天在这里带领诗的人。
Please do continue to pray for Pastor and Mrs. Zhang as they are traveling in China.
请继续为张牧师和师母来祷告，他们在中国。
I'm smiling.
我现在在微笑。
And thank you for translating today, Jeff.
谢谢讲讲来翻译。
I have some great announcements to make.
我有一个很好的这个报告。
So usually we clap our hands after, but I want you to clap your hands before. So clap your hands for this first announcement.
一般我们在宣告完之后就祷告。
On October 28th, The Rock will be having an outdoor worship service at Brushy Creek Lake Park.
在十月二十八号，我们磐石教会在这会有一个户外的崇拜，是在Brushy Creek Lake Park.
And Wei Dong will be coordinating the day. Wei Dong, can you raise your hand, please?
魏东会带领。
Okay, so he will have lots of announcements and fun times for us.
他会做很多报告，这个将是会很有意思的。
And could you stand up, Tao? Tao has been nominated as our Olympic Committee Chairperson.
他今天被宣明为这个我们的奥委会主席。
Which means like other chair people, he will run for presidency one day.
就像很多别的主席一样，他有一天也会选总统的。
Okay, so we will have a combined worship all together when Pastor Zhang comes back in 2 weeks.
所以当张牧师两星期后回来之后，我们会有一个再次联合聚会。
And today I see lots of name tags.
今天我看到很多人会有带着名牌。
Okay, could we just have everyone that's new, maybe if it's your second or third time, just stand up real quickly so we could recognize you?
请今天所有的新人或者说第二次、第三次来的人，请大家站起来。
Could you just stand up just real quickly?
好，请大家起立。
Let's warm them with a round of applause.
请大家给他们鼓掌。
Let's start from the front. Could you just give us quickly your name?
能不能介绍一下你的名字？
我叫杨松明。
Hello.
我叫
胡涛。Hello. Welcome.
欢迎，谢谢。来自湖南。
Wonderful. Please have a seat.
请坐，谢谢。
And then the sister in the back. Sylvia, welcome back.
欢迎。
Wonderful. Is Bobby with you?Not this week. Next week. Oh, wonderful. Okay, and this next couple has a special introduction because I married them last year.
这对夫妇我们会有很特殊，因为去年的婚，他们俩婚礼是由
We're going to hear lots about them today.
会听到他们很多的故事。
This is our dear friend Mel and Peter.
这是一个我们很好的朋友 Mel 和 Peter.
Okay, please have a seat.
请坐。
In about 1 month's time, we'll be celebrating their 1 year anniversary.
我们一个月后将会来祝贺他们的一周年的婚。
They got married on 11/11/11.
他们在二零一一年的十一月十一号结婚。
On a beautiful hill countryside Very cold that day and a beautiful sunset.
在一个非常美的小山坡上，在在日落，这看有多美。
And I'll tell you an embarrassing story.
我告诉你一个很尴尬的一个故事。
And I think David Siegel is going to love this.
我 David 可能会很喜欢这故事。
Because we forgot that it was going to get dark very quickly during the rehearsal.
我们忘记了在婚姻的这个排练时候，会变太阳下山会很快，会变得很暗。
So this is pitch black.
所以在这个时候会那个时候在排练时候是完全漆黑的。
Except my iPad lit everybody up so we could see our faces.
我的 iPad 在拿着时候发光，让所有人都能看见。
So I am I'm very excited. I'm especially happy when people celebrate their 1 year. So welcome, Mel and Pete.
所以我很激动，因为我而且尤其是当别人在他们一年的婚姻纪念的时候，我会很高兴。
Okay, well, Mel and Pete aren't the only special people here today. So let's stand up and real quickly cross the aisles, shake hands with five people that you have not seen in 1 week. Shake hands with five people with hands.
Good
job, guys. Good job. 2 days ago. I haven't seen you in 1 week. I haven't seen you in 1 week. Good job. Good job, guys. Good job.
互相问候。
Sorry, I'll slow down. Okay. We'll have fun. We'll have fun. It is good. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Well, my past two sermons have been on the same person.
我过去讲两次道是都是针对同一个人的。
And yes, it's about Jesus.
这个人是他是是报是关于耶稣的。
But specifically, the past two combined services have been on the life of Peter.
但是很具体的，我们过去两个讲道都是对彼得的一生的讲。
We got to know about the calling of Peter, the beginning of his life.
我们从这个彼得开始，我们讲到他的呼召。
And then the last time we talked about kind of towards the end of his pastoral career, we talked about how he said in 1 Peter that the church is a family as well as a flock.
所以在上次讲到呢，就是讲到关于他的快接近他尾声的时候，他讲到这个生活，他的家庭以及好像就像一个羊群一样。
So today we'll also be on Peter, and we're going to pick up sort of in the middle.
所以我们今天也再次讲彼得，这次呢是在他一生的中间。
So please turn with me to Mark chapter 14, starting in verse 66.
请大家翻到马可福音第十四章，从第六十六节开始。
The first reason that I want to talk about Peter is because these have been some personal lessons that I've had to learn from this year.
第一个原因我想讲彼得原因呢，就是说这个也是我今年想自己学到的，从他身上学到的一些东西。
I need to regain what my calling was.
我需要重新找到我的呼召是什么。
And I also wanted to re-understand what church is really about and how it should be like a family.
我也想再次了解到教会生活是代表什么。
And not just
家庭一样。
And not just people that follow blindly.
而并不是说每一个人却去盲目的去追从。
The second reason is that God did indeed use Peter.
第二个原因是神确确实实用彼得。
A broken and inconsistent man as he was.
这一个很粉碎的一个前后不一的一个人。
To become the strong foundation of the church.
就让这样的人变成了我们教会的一个磐石。
And I feel this timely as we try to live the church and together in Northwest Austin.
我觉得在我们教会在西北部奥斯汀西北部建堂的时候，也是个很好的时机讲他的故事。
So as we approach the text, the journey starts us off today immediately preceding the Last Supper.
所以今天我们来讲到的是这个故事是紧接着最后一餐的时候。
And Jesus has just been arrested.
耶稣这个时候刚刚被捕。
Just a few hours earlier.Jesus had gathered everyone for a special meal.
就在几个小时前，耶稣把他的门徒叫在一起来共进最后一餐。
It would be their last meal.
这是他们最后的一餐。
Amongst friends.
与朋友之间。
And one enemy.
还有朋友还有一个敌人。
And then Jesus gets arrested.
然后耶稣就被捕了。
And then we find if we refer to Mark chapter 14 verse 27.
如果我们看到马可福音第十四章第二十七节的时候。
Jesus issues the disciples a challenge and says, "Who will be with me?"
耶稣在这里在问他的门徒们，
就是说你们谁会和我在一起。
And in this challenge, Jesus predicts Peter's denial.
在这个挑战的时候，他预测到了彼得将会不认他。
Let's read together, starting in verse 66.
我们一起来读，请大家翻到第66节。
Okay, I'm going to ask Jia to lead in Chinese. Those of you that read in English, read it together with them at the same time. Jia, if you could lead us.
我来用中文来读，然后请在第66节，彼得在下边院子里来了大祭司的一个使女，见彼得烤火，就看着他说，你素来也是从拿撒勒人耶稣一伙的。彼得却不承认，说我不知道，也不明白你说的是什么。于是出来到了前院，鸡就叫了。那使女看见他，又对旁边站着的人说，这也是他们一党的。彼得又不承认。过了不多的时候，旁边站着的人又对彼得说，你真是他们一党的，因为你是加利利人。彼得就发咒起誓地说，我不认识你们说的这个人。立时鸡叫了第三遍，彼得想起耶稣对他所说的话，鸡叫两遍以后，你要三次不认我，思想起来就哭了。
I want everyone to close their eyes, and I'm going to read together one last time.
请大家闭上眼睛，我再读一遍。
Please follow along with me as your eyes are closed.
当你闭眼睛之后，请跟着我一块来。
And I'll read in English.
这次我要用英文来读。
Okay, so there'll be no translation here. While Peter was below in the courtyard, keyword below, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself up by the fire, she looked closely at him. You also were with that Nazarene Jesus, she said. But he denied it. I don't know or understand what you're talking about, he said, and went out into the entryway. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, This fellow is one of them. Again, he denied it. After a little while, those standing near to Peter said to him, Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean. He began to call down curses, and he swore to them, I don't know this man you're talking about. Immediately the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times. And he broke down and wept. And he broke down and wept. You know, after reading this text,
我读完这段经文之后,
it is perhaps the first time for the reader of Mark,
可能这个是对于读马可福音的人第一次,
to realize what Jesus meant six chapters earlier.
才发现耶稣在六章以前讲的是什么?
When he spoke of saving one's life but losing it.
他讲到是得到的生命但又失去它。
Or losing one's life to save it.
或失去一个人的生命去然后去拯救它。
This is me growing up.
这是我小时候。
You know, when I was growing up, I went to great, great lengths not to get in trouble.
我小时候我尽最大最大努力我不闯祸。
I would hide.
我会躲起来。
I would lie.
我会撒谎。
I would run.
我会逃跑。
I mean, come on, I was the pastor's kid.
我是一个牧师的儿子。
I needed to be perfect.
我需要变得很完美。
And so I told everyone that I was.
所以我跟所有人说我很完美。
And also, I am the oldest son.
而且我是长子。
Of my dad, who is the oldest son.
我的爸爸也是长子。
Of my grandfather, who is the oldest son in his family.
我的爷爷是在家里的长子。
So I deserve everything.
所以我是值得一切东西的。
And so very soon I realized growing up that people's opinions of me mattered.
所以当我长大的时候，很快我就感到了别人怎么看我是很重要的。
So at this moment in time of Peter, I can relate to him very well.
所以在这一时候的彼得，我是可以理解他的。
So I want to lead us into this dark moment of the Apostle Peter's life.
我想把大家所有人带到这彼得一生中最黑暗的时刻。
Peter is hiding in verse 66.
在第六十六节这里讲到，彼得实际上是躲在里头。
That's what it means to be below in the courtyard.
他在下边院子里，实际上他是藏在下边。
So you can imagine it's dark.
所以你可以想象到它是很黑暗的。
It's getting colder and colder.
而且天气也越来越冷。
The bravery, the courage, the adrenaline from hours earlier by cutting off a soldier's ear is gone.
他那时候那种勇气，那种激情，还有那种血气，就在几个小时前，他拿剑去拿刀去砍了一个兵丁的耳朵，那种感觉已经渐渐变没了。
And then you hear a pounding.
所以你，然后他听到了有人在敲东西。
You hear screaming.
你听到有人在惨叫。
You hear hitting.
你听到有人在殴打人。
It's a man's voice.
那是一个男人的声音。
It's the voice of God.
那是上帝的声音。
It's Jesus.
是耶稣。
He's getting beat over and over and over again upstairs.
耶稣在楼上被一次又一次又一次的被打。
Ironically, he's in the upstairs room of the high priest.
很奇妙的是，他是在大祭司的楼上。
But he's not being treated like he should be, a king.
但他在那里却不是被别人对待他，却不像对待一个君王一样对待。
So what can Peter do down below?
所以彼得在底下，他能做的什么呢？
Nothing.
什么都不能做。
Nothing at this moment.
这一切什么都不能做。
And it's hard to understand given the circumstances that have been shown growing in the life of the disciples.
所以这个其实是很难理解的，因为在作为一个门徒的生活的成长中是很难理解的一个。
For 3 years, they have followed Jesus around.
在过去的三年里，他们都在跟随耶稣。
They are bonding.
他们在一块成，他们一块连接。
They're beginning to love one another.
他们会相互的有一种爱。
They hang out with a tax collector in their midst.
他们在中间还会和一个税吏。
They hang out with people from different cultures.
他们从各种不同文化的人在一起。
And this is hard to understand given the reception that Jesus had just had into Jerusalem.
所以尤其是当耶稣，他们看到在耶稣进耶路撒冷的时候，他被对待的时候。
Their boss, Jesus, finally was being recognized by people.
他们的老板也是耶稣，终于被人认看到了，这是他的身份。
No longer as some crazy teacher.
他再也不是一个很疯狂的一个老师了。
But people recognized him as a king.
而人们却认可他是一个君王。
And this also is hard for Peter because spiritually he's been growing.
另外，这对彼得也是很困难的，因为。他的灵命上一直是在成长的。
He's had questions.
他有问题。
He's listened to the best teaching.
他听到了最好的讲道。
He's had to walk on water.
他甚至在水上行走。
What has happened to this momentum?
这个动力跑到哪里去了呢？
And the Bible is honest in recording Peter's growth.
所以圣经对彼得一生的他的成长是表述的是很真实的。
And his shortcomings.
你同样对他的弱点也是很真实的。
Peter was given a new name by Jesus, right?
耶稣给了彼得一个真的新的名字。
He was the rock.
他以前他被叫为磐石。
Or stone.
或者说一个石头。
But sometimes he was actually more like lava.
但是有更多时候他更像一个岩浆。
Because he was hot-headed.
因为他是很热。
Because he was impulsive.
因为他是。充满了激情。
He could be hot one minute and cold the next.
可能在这一分钟他会很有热情，另外一分钟可能会变得很冷淡。
One minute he'd be walking on water.
这分钟他还在水上走呢。
The next minute he'd be sinking in the waves.
过了一分钟他就掉到水里去了。
So this is very important.
所以这里是很重要的。
Jesus renamed him the rock.
耶稣给他起新的名字叫石头。
Not for what he was.
并不是叫他曾经是什么。
But for what he would become.
而是成为他将变成什么。
For in the early church, Peter was the strong man that other people could rely on.
在早期的时候，彼得是那个很强壮的一个基督徒，别人可以能够是别人可以能够依赖的。
So when Jesus was arrested, it was Peter, the Apostle John records, that led the charge. He was all fired up to free the king.
所以当耶稣被捕的时候。是彼得他意气风发想要去用武力来保护这个君王。
Peter was ready to use all his strength, all his might to free the king.
所以
彼得当时是用他的尽心尽力想要去把这个他的君王拯救出来。
And here we find one of life's great truths.
所以在这里我们找到人生中最重要的一个真理。
In our moment of strength,
在我们强大的时候,
we will be tested by our weaknesses.
这往往这时候我们会被软弱所试探。
And we will either succeed with humility,
要么我们是因着谦卑而成功。
Or we will be humbled.
或者说我们被事实所谦卑。
The words of Jesus echo from earlier in Mark chapter 14, verse 27.
耶稣在马可福音第十四章二十七节的话在这里传了过来。
But Peter insisted emphatically, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you.
这里讲彼得却极力说，我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。
And all the others said the same.
众门徒都是这样说的。
And yet, Peter is the first one to deny Jesus.
但是呢，彼得却是第一个否认耶稣的。
Do we ever really want this to happen to people?
我们真的想让这种事发生在别人身上吗？
I mean, perhaps we found in our own life.
可能我们自己的生活中都能看到这样。
Where we can be so focused one day.
就当今天我们还是非常的专注。
So dedicated one day.
非常的努力。
And the next day, it's evaporated like water.
明天就好像水蒸气一样飘走了。
And the focus on Jesus is gone with the mist.
对耶稣身上的这种专注就随风被吹走了。
But today, I'd like to face the reasons why we deny Jesus.
所以今天呢，我是想让大家来看看我们会否认耶稣的原因。
And it begins with types of denial.
我们看到，我们首先是从有几种否认，要看到有几种否认。
The first thing to realize what denial is, we don't even realize we're doing it.
我们第一个认识到对否认认识到是我们根本不知道我们在否认。
That is, we deny denial.
所以我们是对否认而否认。
And so we can deny fact.
我们对事实的否认。
We can deny someone by rejecting them.
我们可以对别我们可以来拒绝别人来否认他。
We can deny the association identity of somebody.
我们可以否认别人的归属或者他的身份。
And here's the key.
这是最重要的。
When we deny something,
当我们否认一些事情的时候，
it makes someone a liar.
就让别人就想控诉别人，他说他是说谎。
Because it's either the other person's lying.
因为要么是他在说谎。
Or I'm lying.
要么是我在说谎。
Right?
对不对？
So we deny perhaps most often because of one thing.
所以我们去否认可能最多的时候是因为一个原因。
Because we do things out of fear.
因为我们做的事情是被
We do the craziest things to preserve ourselves and to look better.
我们可以做很多很疯狂的事情，让我们能保护自己，让我们能够在别人眼里更好。
When I was growing up,
在我长大的时候。
The Asian population in Vancouver was very small.
在温哥华的亚洲族裔的人数是很少的。
That's hard to imagine, right?
这个很难想象到了现在。
Because 34% of my city in Vancouver is Asian.
因为现在在温哥华有34%的人是亚洲人。
34%.
34%.
Some of you came back from the summer and said there's Asian people everywhere.
有些人从夏天去那儿避暑回来之后说，哦，那到处都是亚洲人。
I grew up with like 3 out of 30.
而我长大的时候，30个人中只有3个亚洲人。
That is, in my class of 30, there would be 1 Japanese person and 2 Chinese people.
所以在我们班上，有30个孩子，有2个日本孩子，1个中国孩子。
And so very often we were picked on.
所以呢，我们经常被人欺负。
We were called bad names.
我们别人会用一些词来辱骂我们。
They made fun of our clothes.
他们对我们的穿着开我们穿着的玩笑。
They made fun of my accent.
他对我讲话的方式开玩笑，口音开玩笑。
So let me turn to the youth. Kids, what is our favorite time at school besides recess and gym?
所以我现在问问这个青少年们，我们在上学的时候，除了课间，还有去做运动的时候，什么时候是最高兴的时候呢？
It's lunch.
中午是午饭的时候。
And what do kids do? They trade food.
午饭的时候大家做什么呢？大家互相换自己的食物。
Well, nobody ever wanted to trade food with me.
但是当时没有一个人愿意和我换食物的。
Chinese food is great for sharing at a restaurant, but it's not very good at lunch to share with people.
因为中餐呢，在饭馆是很好的，但是在中午饭的时候跟人换食物的时候却是很困难的。
So one day, my friend Robbie Wilson.
所以有一天的时候，我的一个朋友叫Robbie Wilson，
told everyone that he had Chinese food the night before.
所以跟所有人说，我前天晚上我吃了中餐。
And so he told us during, you know, when you have news or what you did that the night before, he told everyone that.
所以他跟所有的朋友讲的，就是聊天的时候讲到我做了什么。
And so during lunch, he opened his food in like these takeout containers, and the smell filled the room.
所以在吃午饭的时候，他拿出了这样的这种中餐的午餐盒，这种饭盒，打开之后，这个气味让所有的充满了这个屋子。
And so I said, "Ew!"
所以我说，这个味道太难闻了。
What's that smell?
这个什么味道？
Who brought Chinese food?
谁把中餐带到这里来了？
It stinks in here.
这个太难闻了。And
right away, I heard the voice say, "Who said that?"
所以，但突然很快，我听到一个声音在问。
Miss Klimek said one more time. Miss Klimek put her hands down and said, "Who said that?"
我们老师他把手放下说，是谁说的？
Well, I wasn't going to say anything.
我不会说什么。
So she says, "Everyone, put your hands on your and on your chair. You're going to sit on them."
所以老师跟说，所有人把手放在椅子后边。
Nobody gets to eat today until that person stands up.
今天谁也不许吃饭，除非那个人站起来。
So I was like, well, "I'm just going to sit here."
所以我就是我不说话，一句不说。
10 minutes passed.
10分钟过后。
15 minutes passed.
15分钟过了。
The whole lunch hour passed.
整个这个午饭的一小时。
Nobody ate that day.
那天所有人都没有吃饭。
And then I saw someone go up to the front and talk to Miss Klimek.
所以但是后来我看到一个人走到讲台前跟和我老师说话。
And then she said, "Paul Wang, go to the front of the classroom."
所以他跟我说 ，Paul， 你站到前面来。
And then she asked another person to go up.
他又让另外一个人站到前面。
And then she asked my friend Stephanie to go up.
他也让我的朋友 Stephanie 也到前面来。
And she said, "Paul, Vincent, and Stephanie."
他说，你们三个人。
On behalf of the class, on behalf of the school, I would like to formally apologize to you for the racism that you just encountered.
为了我们的班上，为了我们学校，我在这里想正式的向你们道歉，为你们在被这个种族歧视的这方面道歉。
And I never said a word.
我一句话都没说。
Because I was afraid.
因为我很害怕。
I was terrified.
我非常的恐惧。
Now that might be a funny story.
这听着好像是很好笑的故事。
But I'd like to share some real life examples of how we tend to deny Christ when we are afraid.
但是这里我要借这个机会想跟大家分享一些生活中的故事，告诉大家，当我们害怕的时候，我们是怎么否认耶稣的。
Lorena recently started meeting with some of her coworkers for a Bible study.
我太太 Lorena 最近在和一次在查经中开始一个会。
And as they studied Mark chapter 14, one of her good friends,
她一个好朋友,
she said very innocently,
她问了一个很纯真的问题,
she said, "This might be a stupid question,
这可能是个很愚蠢的问题,
but how do we deny Christ in our daily lives?"
但是我们在日常生活中怎么否认耶稣呢?
She said very innocently,
她问的时候问得非常的纯真,
well, it's not a stupid question.
但是这不是一个很愚蠢的问题,
it's a brave one. The reality is that the average person does not think about how they deny Christ.
因为事实上，一个正常人是很少想到我们日常生活中怎么否认耶稣的。
Because denial is a part of our everyday life.
因为否认是我们日常生活中的一部分。
Our eyes.
我们看到，我们的目光。
Our thoughts.
我们的思想。
Our hearts.
我们的心灵。
Each day we deny the things of God.
每天我们都在否认。
And eventually this attitude takes over as normal.
最终这种态度变成了变成很正常。
And I don't know about you, but I don't feel completely safe like this.
我不知道你怎么样，但我对这个却不感觉不是很安全的。
That's another form of denial, isn't it?
这是也是一种变相的否认，对不对？
That we live denying the fact that living in denial is in fact dangerous.
我们生活在对否认是一件很危险的事，这件事的本身，我们对它也是在否认。So
for the average person, they may not realize this unless you point it out to them.
所以对一个一般人来说，他。
他可能会想不到这件事情，除非你去指出来。
And how we point it out to them is very important.
但我们怎么指出来确实很重要的。
So let's look at a few ways that Peter's denials were similar, and yet they progressively grew.
所以让我们看看，让我们来一起看看彼得的这些否认是有什么共同点，但呢逐渐的会越变越坏。
What Peter did is similar to the patterns that you and I live day to day.
彼得这里做的和我们每天生活中的这种样子其实是很像的。
We all live in denial at times at the profound meaning Jesus should actually make in my life. We all live in denial at the profound meaning Jesus should have in our life.
我们所有人都对耶稣在我们生命中的这种作用，这么重要的一个事实，我们常常在对这种事情否认。
And the Bible calls this, there should be some proof.
圣经讲这里是需要有一些
proof or fruit.
需要一些这个需要一些证据的。
There should be some fruit.
需要一些证据的。
I mean, we should just be able to look around at the people that hang out with us.
我们需要看到这个周围和我们在一起共同生活的人。
And ask, are they impacted?
问他们生活被改变了吗？
Are they different?
他们是不是变得不一样了呢？
After living next door to so and so for 15 years, do they see me differently?
所以我和我邻居一块过了十五年，十五年后他们的生活中有没有什么变化呢？
So are we ready today to be different?
所以我们今天会不会做一些不一样的事情？
Purposeful instead of passive.
是去很主动的，有原因的，而不是去被动的。
Proud of Jesus instead of marginal.
对耶稣是有很对耶稣是很自豪的，而不是说去那种没有必要的。
In verse 68, the first denial by Peter.
在第六十八章是六十八节是第一次否认。
Peter was rejected.
彼得被拒绝了。
He just wanted to just hang out in the courtyard, and he was noticed, and he didn't want to be noticed, and so he denied Christ.
所以彼得他就在院子里头，他想做的就是在那儿待着，他不想别人能够看见他。但是别人看到他认出他的时候，他却否认了耶稣。
So this first denial, you could just say he's having a bad day.
所以对第一次否认来说，就可能是他可能犯了一个小错误。
His future is in jeopardy.
他的未来都是有危险的。
He's emotional.
他心里头很现在很情绪化。
But then with the second denial in verse 70,
在第七十节里，他第二次否认的时候
，we go a little bit deeper.
我们却更深入了一步。
And it's about he's being associated now with the identity of somebody.
他这里特别讲到他是与耶稣是一党的。
And for some reason, Peter doesn't want that.
因为某种原因，彼得不觉得这是很好的事情。
And then in verse 71, the third denial.
在第七十一节是第三次否认耶稣。
He really makes the case that he's the one telling the truth, and that everybody else in the courtyard is a liar.
他这里去用竭尽努力去讲。就是说他讲的是事实，这里院子里所有别人讲的都是谎话。
I mean, even to the point where he has to curse them out.
甚至他都起誓发咒了。
With each denial, the passion increased.
他每不认一次，他这个就更有激情。
With each denial, the intensity increased.
他根据每一次不认是越演越烈。
And we notice that it starts from being one person
我们发觉他是从他被对一个人来否认
to several people
到一些人
to a crowd
到最后是一群人
and it's at this crowd moment
而在这一群人的情况下
where Peter fails the most
是当在有一群人的时候彼得是最失败的
so when I just ask a couple questions three questions the first question
所以我这里问三个问题第一个问题
is when have we done this to Jesus?
我们什么时候对耶稣做了这些呢
？The second question is, what role do the crowds play in my life？
第二个问题，人群在我们生活中是有什么样的效果呢
？And the last question is, have we failed and felt that it is impossible for God to use us again？
第三个问题就是，当我们失败后，我们是不是感到神
再也不会用我们了呢？
I know that it's hard to believe that God wants to.
我知道这个理念上这是很难想得到神不愿意做。
I know what it's like to wait and to wait and to wait.
我知道有的时候是去等待，等待是什么样子的。
And how that can send us into feeling like the mad rush to escape life.
有的时候甚至把我们推到说我想来逃离这个生活。
Jesus is saying today he wants to help us in our time of need and failure.
耶稣在今天也是一样的，他在我们最有需要的时候，最失败的时候，他是愿意帮助我们。
Those moments where we break down and we cry.
在那些我们在哭泣的时候。
It's in Peter's breaking down and weeping.
当彼得在哭泣的时候。
That we are reminded why he heard a rooster.
我们这里告诉我们彼得为什么会哭，因为他听到了鸡叫。
But it wasn't just a rooster. It was actually not just a warning, and it wasn't getting mad at him.
他听到的不光是一个鸡叫，这并不是好像是一个警叫，说一个警戒，说谁对他生气了。
Many commentators say it was God calling to Peter as a sign, not a sign of condemnation, but a reminder for Peter to turn back to remember God.
很多解经人这里讲到，在这里上帝并不是在这里来严肃的控诉彼得，而是让彼得想起来说你要转身回到上帝那里。
So when we listen to God,
所以当我们聆听上帝的声音的时候，
do we listen for condemnation?
当我们是听的是控诉呢？
Or do we wait for his grace?
还是我们在等待他的恩典？
We need to live by denying ourselves first.
我们需要在生活在对我们自己的否认。
Not denying Jesus' grace.
而不是对耶稣恩典的否认。
Jesus said before to Peter and the apostles. Jesus said to the apostles and to Peter before.
耶稣对这些使徒们说过。
If anyone should follow me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross.
如果谁要是想跟随我的话，他说要否认自己，然后背起十字架。
Already there's some foreshadowing.
在这里已经有些预测了。
So, what are the types of ways that we should live in denial?
所以在那我们生活中，我们应该怎么生活在否认中呢？
Well, I know last year I was living in denial about my food choices.
去年我是对我伙食的选择是有否认的。
And I ignored it, even though my wife is in healthcare.
我对这一事实我是否认的。虽然 Lorena 她是在医疗保健业工作。
Because I love ice cream.
因为我很喜欢冰激凌。
Like I love Bluebell.
我非常非常喜欢 Bluebell 这个牌子。
And so, fundamentally, I knew it would change my lifestyle if I had to go get my cholesterol checked.
所以在心里我知道，如果我去测我的胆固醇的话，我可能我的生活方式都要改变了。
So one night I was going to sleep.
所以今天晚上我要睡觉了。
And I just broke out in a cold sweat.
所以我突然发了一身冷汗。
My chest seized up.
我的胸口疼。
And I Lorena said, just go take a shower, you'll feel better.
我 Lorena 跟我说，你去洗个澡就没事了。
I went in the shower and I fell down.
我洗澡的时候，我刚一洗我就摔在地上。
And I told Lorena, I'll just compress it. I just started telling her, this is the bank account you need to use. Start closing this down. Start moving money over here. Take me to the hospital. I'm about to die.
所以我这时候已经开始跟 Lorena 说了很多我要办后事的事。
So Lorena said, she looked at me and she goes, tell me again, food is a bad idea.
So Lorena, 你是跟我跟我说，指着我说，跟我，你现在告诉我。
I said, I'm dying. She goes, tell me again, food is a bad idea.
我说，哎呀，我都要死了。我太太还跟我说，告诉我，你现在吃的不是好东西。
We went to Brackenridge.
所以我们。
It's a hospital.
我们去了医院。
And there was a waiting room full.
那个医院的等待候诊室是满的。
But the minute Lorena said cardiac arrest, I got first class treatment.
所以我当 Lorena 积极喊叫说心脏病发作了，我立刻就被拉进去了。
And they thought I was dying. I mean, they were about to give me nitroglycerin.
所以大家都觉得我要死了，那个他们会都已经用加急药了。
Well, to make long story short, I did not have a heart attack. I'm still here.
长话短说，我没有得心脏病，我现在还站在这里。
But I did have to make some lifestyle choices changes.
但是我需要做的却是我在生活方式中却需要一些改变。
I had high cholesterol.
我的胆固醇是很高的。
And I needed to make some diet changes.
我需要饮食需要一些变化。
The crazy things we will do not to deny ourselves.
我们为了不否认自己，我们为了不否认自己，可以做一些很疯狂的事情。
Let me switch gears to another thing. I had a friend. He was a family friend.
再讲一个故事，我一个朋友，他是我们家里的朋友。
The crazy things we will do to get the attention of others.
我们会做很多疯狂的事情，想要得到一些注意。
Our friend, he was left alone in Canada at the age of 14 by himself.
所以我这个朋友在14岁就被一个人留在了加拿大。
The parents left him with money and they would visit him every year, but he lived by himself at 14.
这个家他的家长给他钱，每年都会看他，但是呢，家里让他一个人生活。
Our friend would skip meals so that he could save that money and take other people out to eat.
我这个朋友去做的就是说他自己不吃饭，所以把这个钱存下来，这样呢可以去请他的朋友来吃饭。
Our friend Lyndon would starve all week, deny himself basic nourishment.
我这个朋友叫 Lyndon, 他可以一星期都不吃饭，来否认自己，让他自己能够不吃东西。
So that he could treat other people.
所以呢，这周末的时候，他才可以，他可以去为别人请客。
To get the attention and the love of others.
让别人能够更加注意他。
So the thing is, we deny ourselves all the time.
所以呢，我们是常常否认自己的。
Okay, but it's on our terms.
但是是因为我们自己的决定。
It's on our volition.
是我们自己的意愿。
So the point of denial is not some sort of ascetic way of ascension.
所以这个否认呢，并不是好像是一种。一种要升华一样
to a higher reality.
就好像升华到更高的一个境界。
The point is to make a better choice over the one that will keep us from growing.
否认的原因呢，是应该我们去做更好的决定，而这个决定能让我们更好的成长。
A healthy denial is really about a healthy choice.
一个健康的否认是健康的选择。
In spiritual decision making.
这是在我们灵命成长中的决定。
What we're trying to do is we're trying to make room for God.
我们做的实际上是要给上帝留出一些位置。
Because God does not like clutter.
因为上帝是不喜欢混乱的。
And when I clear my head,
当我让我把我的脑子给把我的心里给清净的时候
，and I clear my life of the things that really don't matter,
而把我生命中很多不重要的事情给清除的时候。
You know when Peter was trying to save Jesus.
当彼得想要去救耶稣的时候
，When Jesus is taking the punishment and he's getting beat by the high priest and the guards，
当耶稣正在被大祭司和那些侍卫在殴打的时候
，That's how we really tell Jesus and show him how much we love him. We put him first.
那个时候就是我们需要把耶稣放在最高的地方。
So we either deny ourselves or we deny Christ.
要么我们就否认自己，要么我们就否认基督。
It's puttingJesus first, and we come second.
是把耶稣放在第一位，我们放在自己放在第二位。
I'd like to share with you in closing just a few examples. I'm going to rush through them, just of kind of this concept.
最后，我想很快给大家在结束之前，我很快给大家讲几个例子，让我们能更明白这个意思。
Marriage by far is probably one of the greatest illustrations of the Christian faith.
这婚姻应该是基督徒生活中。最好的一个见证。
And a beautiful and powerful illustration of denying oneself.
是对自我否认的一个很美丽的、很有力量的一个见证。
So I'm just going to share with you two, three quick stories.
我给大家讲两三个故事。
When Melody and Pete decided they wanted to get married,
当 Melody 和 Pete 他们决定要结婚的时候
，they had to decide where they were going to live.
他们必须要做个决定，说我们住在哪儿。
One person had to sacrifice for the other.
一个人必须要为另一个人妥协。
And I really appreciated Pete because he got off the plane, asked me to pick him up, and we had long conversations about this.
所以我很感激这个Pete， 因为他打电话跟我们一起坐的飞机，聊了很长时间为这事。
Well, Melody is here now.
So Melody 今天在这儿。
So she's in the process of juggling two citizenships.
所以她今天呢，她是要把两个公民的身份要来决定。
She is Canadian.
她又是加拿大公民。
And yet she has status in the U.S.
但是呢，她在美国又是有身份的。
And with our faith, it is similar.
在我们的灵命中也是很像的。
There is sacrifice when we say no to the world.
有的时候我们必须要妥协，对对世界说不。
And yes to Jesus.
但对耶稣说是。
Through Jesus, we have new citizenship in heaven.
因着耶稣，我们在在天国中，我们有了国籍。
But by living in this world, we sometimes choose that over Jesus.
但是因为我们生活在这个世界，有的时候我们选择了这个世界而不是耶稣。
We are like Melody.
我们就像 Melody 一样。
She is physically in one place.
她身在一处。
But her citizenship in Canada is still true. It's still real.
但是她的公民身份在加拿大的公民身份也确实是存在的。
Will she ever deny she's Canadian?
她会不会说我不是加拿大人呢？
No.
不会的。
She even held Canadian Thanksgiving last week.
因为甚至上个礼拜，她自己办了一个加拿大式的那个感恩节。
Will she lie about her citizenship in Canada?
她会不会去说，她会不会去撒谎说我不是加拿大人呢？
By living here in the U.S., physically she has not destroyed nor denied her real citizenship.
她虽然身在美国，但在心里却从来没有否认过加拿大的公民。
Another story. Remember how I denied my Chinese culture through food?
另外一个故事，大家记得不记得我讲到了我对我中国的文化是一种否认，通过食物对中国文化一种否认。
Food can teach us great lessons.
食物可以给我们很多教给我们很多的故事。
Like to invite you to look at my fridge.
请大家看看这是我的冰箱。
It's full of leftovers.
就很多很多的剩下的食物。
You know, many times when Lorena will plan out our meals for the week, especially for Grayson and I.
有些时候，我太太 Lorena 在为未来一周我们吃什么而做准备的时候。
Let's just say that this is new and this is old and that's oldest.
这个好像说这边从这边是最新的，这个稍微已经有几天了，那个是最上边是最老的食物。
Lorena will take the older leftovers.
Lorena 会拿最老的剩下的食物。
So that Grayson and I can have the fresher and newer food.
所以我和我儿子就能吃到最新鲜的食物。
And I've never ever heard Lorena say to me when she comes home.
我从来没有听过有一天 Lorena 下班回家跟我说。
Hey.
Hey.
I denied myself today.
我今天否认了我自己。
At lunch for you and Grayson.
在吃饭的时候，我否认自己为了你和。
Give me your credit card. You owe me.
你把你的信用卡给我，因为你欠我的。
She's never done that. She's never denied herself so that she gets attention or credit.
她从来没这么做过，她从来没有说否认自我，所以能够去挣得更多的这种。
There must be a reason why she does this consistently.
所以她这么做肯定是有原因的。
Lorena will often say the last piece of cake for me.
Lorena 常常把这个蛋糕的最后一块留给我。
Her parents taught her well.
她的父母对她教的她很好。
I see it in my mother-in-law.
我从我的岳母中我也能看到。
She has absorbed this into her life.
她把这个也吸入在她的生活中。
Lorena does not do this to clear her selfish ambitions.
Lorena 这么做并不是要自己的把自己的这种欲望给消除掉。
She does this, and in doing so, she shows her love for me.
她做这个实际上是为了把她的爱来对我表现出来。
And ultimately, it puts me. She shows me she's putting me first.
最终的话，她是来告诉我，她把我放在她之上。
And as she does this, Grayson sees this.
当他这么做的时候，我的儿子 Grayson 也看到了这一点。
And he absorbs the love of his mother.
所以他把他妈妈的爱也吸收进来。
And ultimately, that will spill into the way that he treats other kids.
但最终这种爱反映出来就是他怎么去对待别的孩子的。
The way that he plays with his siblings.
他和他的兄弟姐妹们在玩。
And how he will minister to his schoolmates.
他怎么能够来带领他。同学的。
By being proud of Chinese food.
因为他对中餐是很骄傲的。
The best parts of his lunch with his friends first.
最好的他午饭最好吃的就是他把饭给别人。
All these illustrations show us the power of when we realize when we have been living in denial for something, for a reason.
这些小故事都在告诉我们。我们每个人都是不断的否认自己，因着各种原因是否认自己。
And God responds lovingly each time.
而每次上帝对我们这种行为都是很认可的。
Like the way He did in verse 72.
就好像在第七十二节，他对彼得的认可一样。
I don't want to finish with Peter breaking down and weeping.
我不想结束讲到说，彼得在这里思想起来就哭了这句话。
I want us to finish on the rooster crowing the second time.
我想而我想结束结束在基教的第二遍。
In the end, God draws our mind back to Him.
最后呢，上帝把我们的心拉回到他那里。
He gives us many chances to remember Him.
他给我们各种各样的机会能想起他。
God can use people like you and I.
上帝是可以用你和我的。
Peter is used to build the church.
彼得被用来建起了这个教会。
And we'll, in the next sermon on November 4th, we'll study how God can use Peter to build the church after this.
在第下一个下一个讲到十一月二十四号，我会讲到神怎么用彼得建立这个教会。
As we close right now, I'd like us just to look at a few questions, and I'd like us to open it up in a minute to 2 minutes of personal prayer.
我们在这里，我们在结束之前，我想跟大家提几个小的问题，然后呢，大家我们闭眼一起来做一个默祷。
We will all spend some time together in prayerful meditation, reflecting on the life of Peter.
我们一起来为来默祷，来思想彼得的生。
Talk to God about your denials.
对，是上帝说你的自己的否认。
So let's open it up for 2 minutes. There'll be some questions, and then Brother Jia will close us in prayer.
所以两年后我们不是两年，两分钟后我们默想两分钟后，然后我来祷做结束祷告。
Let's pray together for a minute to 2 minutes. So talk to God right now that you would have courage to stand for Jesus.
所以向上帝说你会有为神站出的勇气。
That we would have ears to hear God's voice of grace.
我们将会把打开我们的耳朵，能听到神的声音与他的祝福，与他的祝福。
When He calls us away from a life that we should not be living.
他把我们从我们不应该生活的生活中给拉走。
Continue to spend some time focusing on God's grace and His love and mercy.
让我们能够继续花时间，让我们想象到神给我们的恩典，他的恩典，他的祝福与他的。
Our dear Father in heaven, we're very grateful for this afternoon of time for hear Pastor Wang's preaching. We learned that Peter's life and how he was 1 minute he was full of passion, full of love, then the next minute he could be dark in this denial of you. We are all like Peter. We could be in church and learn everything about you, and then go home, and when the daily life, the temptation comes, we'll forget about that, and then start denying. Please be like what you did to Peter, and please also remind us, sound your roosters every day for us, so we can remember you, so we don't deny you. Instead, we need to deny ourselves and make room for you. And so, just like you use Peter to build up your church, please use us to build up your church here in Austin. We deny ourselves so you can be in the center of ourselves. Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
我们在天父，我们真的很感谢您今天下午，在一起，我们来聆听牧师王牧师给我们的这个话语。感谢您让我们学到了彼得的一生，让我们知道他在他最黑暗的时刻是什么样子的。他与耶稣这么的好，一分钟就好像还是亲密的战友、亲密的朋友。在另外一分钟他却开始去三次不认他，但是我们更最重要是学到是您没有放弃他，在他不认您的时候您没有放弃他，您一次用一次的鸡去叫来让他知道您是在他身边。神啊，也我们生活中也是这样的，希望您能够祝福我们，让我们每一个人当我们在教会听到您的话的时候，当我们甚至我们回家之后我们开始对您否认的时候，希望您把您的用您的鸡叫来让我们想起您也是在我们身边的。您用彼得把早期的基督教会建起来，神呢，也用我们每一个人把教会在奥斯汀西北地方建立起来。神呢，真的希望您能够用我们，让我们否认自己，然后把您请到我们生活中。真的感谢您，祝福您，谢谢您对我们教会基督的祝福，奉耶稣的名，阿门，
阿门。